天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，我是何晨星，很高兴今天与您在天路导向节目相见。在家庭中，父母是我们的榜样，在学校，老师是学生的榜样，我们基督徒要学习效法谁呢？以谁为榜样呢？在前几集中，麦克牧师跟我们分享了七个积极生活的秘诀。今天麦克牧师继续和我们分享第八个积极生活的秘诀，效法基督，以身作则的力量。我们一起来听麦克牧师的分享。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome to this broadcast.
亲爱的朋友，你好，欢迎你收听这个节目。
I hope that you have been following this series of messages and that they have been a blessing to you.
我盼望你能坚持收听这一系列的信息，也盼望这些信息使你蒙福。
We have been looking at the 15 secrets of positive living from 2 Corinthians.
我们正在查考哥林多后书里所说的15个积极生活的秘诀。
This may be a good time for us to review very quickly the ones we already have studied.
现在是个好机会，让我们很快地复习一下我们讨论过的。
Number one,
第一，
the practice of the inflow-outflow equation of God's blessings in our lives.
要实践神赐给我们生命之福的输入与输出的方程式。
Number two,
第二，
claiming the priceless deposit of Christ's sacrifice for us.
要领取基督为我们牺牲所付出的昂贵定金。
Thirdly,
第三，
enjoying, giving, and receiving forgiveness.
享受饶恕与被饶恕的福气。
Number four, overcoming timidity.
第四，克服恐惧。
Number five,
第五，
reveling in the real fountain of youth.
尽情享用真正的青春之泉。
Number six,
第六，
seeking the true health, wealth, and prosperity.
追求真实的健康、财富和丰盛。
Number seven,
第七，
is mastering the art of peacemaking by reconciling others to God.
劝人与神和好，这是缔造和平者的最高造诣。
Today we come to the eighth secret of positive living.
今天我们要讲积极生活的第八个秘诀。
And I want to begin by telling you about a recent poll that was taken.
首先我要告诉你近来一项民意调查的结果。
The poll showed that many teenagers feel that they have no positive role models.
调查显示许多青少年认为他们没有积极正面的楷模足以让他们去效法。
For those teenagers who said that they have a strong role model,
有一些青少年则表示他们有足以效法的模范。
The majority of them named their parents as the people whom they want to emulate.
其中大部分都说他们效法的对象就是他们的父母。
There is one thing I want to tell you about the power of example.
让我告诉你以身作则的影响力如何。
Its impact is not often felt immediately.
影响所产生的冲击不见得立刻就看得见。
Its effect on others is often in the long run.
通常需要长期才显得出效果。
Whenever a young person who feels the call of God to go into full-time ministry comes to me and asks me,
每当有青年来告诉我神呼召他们全时间侍奉并且问我
Which seminary should I go to?
我该去哪间神学院接受造就呢？
Where can I receive the best training for my future ministry?
我在哪里可以得到最好的训练，为我将来的侍奉装备呢？
I have one standard piece of advice.
我有一个标准答案回答他们。
Don't focus only on the academic records of a seminary.
不要仅仅注重神学院的学术成就记录。
Don't focus only on the size of the reputation of a seminary.
不要仅仅注重神学院的规模或声誉。
Focus on the godliness of the professors.
要看他们的教授是否敬虔。
Professors can give you knowledge which can be forgotten.
教授们传授的学识很容易会忘记。
But their lives will impact you forever.
然而他们对你生命的影响却永远长存。
This same principle applies to parents and anyone in leadership.
对父母或身为领导者来说也是同样的道理。
People are impacted by your actions far more than by your words.
你所做的比你所说的对人产生的影响更大。
People are molded and shaped by your habits far more than your rules.
你的习惯比你所定的规矩更能培植塑造人。
And this is where we find the eighth secret of positive living in 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
这也就是我们在哥林多后书第六章里所看到的积极生活的第八个秘诀。
The Apostle Paul is saying,
使徒保罗的意思是
that because he is confident in the fact that he has modeled his life after Christ.
事实上保罗的生命是效法基督而成的。
He can offer his life as a role model for others to emulate.
因此他有信心愿意成为别人效法的楷模。
And that process of modeling Christ and being himself a role model of Christ,
他效法了基督，又成为别人效法的模范。在这个过程中
，that gave Paul power for positive living.
保罗因此而得到积极生活的能力
，power to live above the false accusations of those who hated him.
这能力帮助他超越了那些恨恶他的人诬告他所带来的困扰。
Power to live above the deep hurts and disappointments.
这能力帮助他超越了深刻的伤害和失望。
For there is one thing that people cannot successfully attack in your life.
有一件事可以使别人对你的人生攻击无效的。
And that's the power of example.
就是以身作则的力量。
People can tear your words to shreds.
人们可以破坏你所说的话。使他们支离破碎。
People can falsify and misconstrue your words.
他们可以篡改、伪造、曲解你的话。
But they stand helpless against your example.
但对你所立下的榜样却束手无策。
Your life example is like the fortress that will deflect arrows.
你生命的楷模就像坚固的堡垒，可以挡住敌人射来的箭。
Albert Schweitzer was a great humanitarian of the 20th century.
艾伯特·史怀哲是二十世纪伟大的人道主义者。
He once said, "Example is not the main thing that influences others; it is the only thing."
他曾说过，以身作则不是影响别人的重要方式，而是唯一的方式。
Certainly.This has been Paul's defense against his enemies.
可以肯定的，这也是保罗抵挡敌人的方式。
And that is why in the middle of Paul's most difficult days, this power of example kept him strong.
这就是保罗之所以可以在他最艰难的日子里靠着他的榜样保持坚强的原因。
In the middle of his imprisonment, the power of his life's example caused him to praise God.
在他被囚禁在监牢的日子里，他生命典范所发出的力量，使他能称颂赞美神。
Well, the question is, how did Paul practice the power of example?
好，那么我们要问了，保罗如何发挥以身作则的力量呢？
We know that being a good role model is one of the hardest things to do.
我们都知道，作为一个使人效法的好模范是最困难的。
It is much easier for me to say, do what I say, not what I do.
如果我对别人说，只要照着我的话去做，但别效法我的行动，这样的教导容易多了。
And Paul knew that. So here he tells us how to be a good example.
保罗很明白这个道理，所以他在这里告诉我们如何成为好的榜样。
First,
第一，
we stay in partnership with God.
我们要与神同工。
Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 to 10,
保罗在哥林多后书第六章一到十节那里这么说，请听我读哥林多后书第六章一到十节。我们与神同工的，也劝你们不可徒受他的恩典，因为他说，在悦纳的时候我应允了你，在拯救的日子我搭救了你。看哪，现在正是悦纳的时候，现在正是拯救的日子。我们凡事都不叫人有妨碍，免得这职分被人毁谤，反倒在各样的事上表明自己是神的用人，就如在许多的忍耐、患难、穷乏、困苦、鞭打、监禁、扰乱、勤劳、警醒、不时、廉洁、知识、恒忍、恩慈、圣灵的感化、无为的爱心、真实的道理、神的大能、仁义的兵器，在左在右，荣耀羞辱、恶名美名，似乎是诱惑人的，却是诚实的；似乎不为人所知，却是人所共知的；似乎要死，却是活着的；似乎受责罚，却是不致丧命的；似乎忧愁，却是常常快乐的；似乎贫穷，却是叫许多人富足的；似乎一无所有，却是样样都有的。
Secondly, we practice the love of God.
第二，我们要把神的爱实践出来。
Which we see in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 11 to 13.
这是哥林多后书第六章十一到十三节那里说的。请听我读哥林多后书第六章十一到十三节。哥林多人呢、啊？我们向你们口是张开的，心是宽宏的，你们狭窄原不在乎我们，是在乎自己的心肠狭窄。你们也要照样用宽宏的心报答我，我这话正像对自己的孩子说的。
Thirdly,
第三，
We need to persistently obey the injunction of God.
我们必须坚持顺服神的诫命。
And we see this in 2 Corinthians 6, beginning at verse 14 to chapter 7, verse 1.
在哥林多后书第六章十四节到第七章第一节那里，请听我读哥林多后书第六章十四节到第七章第一节。你们和不信的原不相配，不要同父一轭，义和不义有什么相交呢？光明和黑暗有什么相通呢？基督和比列有什么相合呢？信主的和不信主的有什么相干呢？神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？因为我们是永生神的殿，就如神曾说，我要在他们中间居住，在他们中间来往，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。又说，你们务要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾不洁净的物，我就收纳你们。我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女，这是全能的主说的。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们既有这等应许，就当洁净自己，除去身体灵魂一切的污秽，敬畏神，得以成圣。
Let's go through these steps in details.
让我们仔细看看这几个步骤。
Step number one,
第一步
is being in partnership with God.
要与神同工。
When it comes to the power of example,
当我们谈到以身作则的力量时，
we can try to be a role model with all of our efforts.
我们可以尽全力尝试着做一个楷模。
But only in partnership with God can we succeed.
但唯有当我们与神同工时才能成功。
In chapter 6, verse 1, Paul said,
在第六章第一节那里保罗说,
And working together with God,
我们与神同工的,
Only when you realize that you are a partner with God, will you be able to see that the power of example is not a burden.
唯有当你意识到你是与神同工的，你才不会把以身作则的力量当作重担
，or something that you need to fake，
或者虚有其表。
Only when you realize that God is your partner will you understand that He will sustain you when you feel inadequate。
唯有当你意识到你是与神同工的，你才明白，在你心有余力不足的时候，神一定会扶持你。
He will lift you up when you fall down.
当你跌倒时，他要搀扶你起来。
Why?
为什么呢？
When you know that God is more than willing to be your partner,
当你知道神极其乐意做你的同工，
you will not be tormented between the part of you that is public and the part of you that is private.
你就不会因为你的生活在人前一套，在私底下另一套而痛苦挣扎。
You will not live a life that wears different masks on different occasions.
你就不会在不同的场合戴着不同的面具做人。
But rather, you will live the life that will manifest Christ in you.
而是在生活上彰显你里面的耶稣基督的生命。
Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 4.
请看哥林多后书六章四节。
In everything, commending ourselves.
反倒在各样的事上表明自己。
You noticed he did not say commending our academic degrees.
你注意到他并没有说表明我们的学业文凭。
Or commending our material affluence.
或者表明我们在物质上的丰富。
Or commending our professional success.
或者表明我们在事业上的成功。
But in everything, commending ourselves as what?
而是说在各样的事上表明自己，那表明自己是什么呢？
As servants of God.
是神的用人。
Listen to Paul again.
请听保罗说。
In much endurance.
在许多的忍耐。
In troubles, hardships, and distress.
患难、穷乏、困苦。
In beatings, imprisonments, and riots.
鞭打、监禁、扰乱。
In hard work, sleepless nights, and hunger.
勤劳、警醒、不食。
In purity, understanding, patience, and kindness.
廉洁、知识、恒忍、恩慈。
In the Holy Spirit and in sincere love.
圣灵的感化、无伪的爱心。
In truthful speech and in the power of God.
真实的道理、神的大能。
With weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left.
仁义的兵器在左在右。
What is Paul saying here?
保罗到底在说什么呢?
He's saying that no matter what life throws at him,
他的意思是说,不论人生遭遇什么,
it is not going to defeat him because he is in partnership with God.
正因为他是与神同工的,这一切都不能打倒他。
And because he is in partnership with God, he always exhibits an exemplary life.
正因为他是与神同工的，他就能展示出一个生命的楷模。
My listening friend, listen very carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请留心听。
Anyone can sing in the sunshine.
在阳光之下，人人都能歌唱。
But singing during the storm will reveal your true partnership with God.
但在风雨中仍然歌唱的，就表示你真是与神同工的。
I want you to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 8 to 10.
请你看哥林多后书第六章八到十节。
And see what Paul is saying.
看看保罗怎么说。
He's saying, whether people speak well of us or ill.
他说，不论人们称赞或诋毁我们。
Those who are in partnership with God will keep on being empowered by sitting the life of example.
与神同工的人将不断得到力量，以身作则成为楷模。
Secondly, the power of example is only possible when you practice the love of God.
第二，唯有在实践神的爱时，才能发挥以身作则的力量。
In chapter 6, verse 12, Paul said,
第六章十二节那里保罗说,
We are not withholding our affection from you, but you are withholding yours from us.
你们狭窄原不在乎我们，是在乎自己的心肠狭窄。
When someone ignores us and rejects us,
当别人不理会我们甚至排斥我们时，
it is very difficult to keep on showing love to that person.
要保持对这人的爱实在是很困难的。
And Paul was in that situation.
这就是保罗当时的处境。
Where people were spreading false rumors and false accusations about him.
人们四处散布有关他的谣言，并诬告他。
They said that Paul was only interested in promoting his own agenda.
他们说保罗一心只想宣传自己的论调。
That Paul did not love the Corinthians.
其实保罗并不爱哥林多教会的信徒们。
And the false apostles spread this message so much that even Paul's friends became cold toward him.
那些假使徒极力散布这些谣言，甚至连保罗的朋友都开始疏远他。
This is always painful to deal with.
在这样的处境中是很痛苦的。
But we are under obligation to set the example and correct the misinformation.
但我们有责任以身作则，并纠正错误的信息。
When you are motivated with love for God and God's people, you will have no choice but to deal with these issues.
当你因着爱神和神的儿女，你没有选择的余地，必须解决这些难题。
Verse 12, Paul said, we need to show continuous affection regardless of the other person's behavior.
在十二节那里，保罗说，不论对方的表现如何，我们需要保持对他们的关爱。
Paul, who was the great apostle, was not too proud to open his heart and let other people see that he was hurt.
保罗这位伟大的使徒没有打肿脸充胖子，反而坦诚地敞开自己的心，让别人看见他里面的伤。
So, my listening friend, the power of example can only be accomplished by partnership with God.
所以我亲爱的朋友，只有与神同工的人才能展现以身作则的力量。
The power of example can only be accomplished by practicing the love of God.
只有实践神的爱的人才能发挥以身作则的力量。
Thirdly, the power of example is only possible by persisting in obedience to the injunction of God.
第三，唯有坚持顺服神的诫命，才能施展以身作则的力量。
When Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14,
格林多后书第六章十四节那里保罗说，
Do not be bound together with unbelievers.
你们和不信的原不相配，不要同负一轭。
He is not saying that you should shut yourself off from the world.
他不是叫你与世隔绝。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, he tells us not to shut ourselves from unbelievers.
在格林多前书第九章，他叫我们不要与不信主的人隔离。
How else would you witness to them?
不然我们怎么向他们做见证呢？
The separation that Paul is talking about here in chapter 6 does not mean that we should refuse to associate with non-believers.
保罗在第六章这里所说的不可同负一轭的意思，并不是说我们要拒绝跟非信徒来往。
That is often a common mistake.
这是很常见的误解。
In fact, Paul is deriving his thought here from Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 10.
事实上，保罗在这里的想法来自《申命记》二十二章第十节。
When God told his children, "Do not plow with an ox and a donkey yoked together."
那里神对他的百姓说，不可并用牛驴耕地。
Why?
为什么呢？
These two animals do not have the same nature or strength.
这两种牲口的天性和力量不同。
So when they get under one yoke,
如果把它们放在同一个轭之下，
the stronger will pull hard and the weaker will lag.
强壮的使劲拉，较弱的就会落后。
And both will get injured.
结果两只牲口都会受伤。
Paul is talking about unity together.
保罗说的是彼此的联合。
Both for our life on earth and in the spiritual realm.
包括我们人生的层面和属灵的层面。
Paul says it is impossible for a believer and an unbeliever to have the same spiritual goals.
保罗说，信徒与非信徒是不可能有同一的属灵目标的。
It would be like mixing light and darkness.
这就好像把光暗混合在一起。
The two cannot mix.
二者不可能结合的。
They are two different in nature.
他们的性质完全不同。
And so, my friend, as you try to practice secret number 8 for positive living,
亲爱的朋友，当你尝试着运用积极生活的第八个秘诀时，
When you try to use the power of example,
当你想要发挥以身作则的力量时，
You need to remember an important concept.
你必须谨记一个重要的原则。
No matter how good you are at leading others,
无论你多么有领导力，
If you lack integrity, you lack everything.
如果你缺乏正直的品德，你就一无是处。
Integrity means that what you believe and how you live are totally integrated.
正直的定义就是你的信念和你的生活完美的交织在一起。
Integrity can be clearly seen in a life that is an example.
成为别人的榜样的生命可以清晰地彰显出正直的品德。
You need a partnership with God.
你需要与神同工。
You need to practice the love of God.
你需要实践神的爱。
If you want to experience the power of example.
你才能体验以身作则的力量。
As you practice the eighth secret of positive living, I pray for God's richest blessing on you.
但愿你能运用积极生活的第八个秘诀，我祈求神大大的赐福给你。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。保罗的生命是效法基督而成的，他效法了基督，又成为我们效法的榜样。我们要学习保罗积极生活的能力，以身作则，面对各种的质疑和囚禁，他仍然与神同工，把神的爱实践出来，顺服神的诫命，以身作则，成为我们生命中的楷模。感谢赞美主。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们下次再会，愿神赐福您。
主，求你保守我的心，我的意念使我能够遵行你旨意，我愿将你话语深藏在我心，做路上的光，成为我脚前的灯。而主，求你坚固我的信心，我的力量使我得以勇敢向前行，因我知道有时我仍会软弱，求你带领我，使我不会再退缩。我需要有你在我生命中，好让我一生能学你的样式，使我能成为你所喜悦的女，使我的生命能够彰显你荣耀。我需